Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With a Republican plan to repeal and replace Obamacare stalled in the U.S. Senate, senators are hearing about little else during their 4th of July recess. Among those under pressure is Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire. She spent part of yesterday at a rural health clinic in New Hampshire hearing complaints about both the current health system and the GOP replacement plan. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has the story.
Newport Health Center in Newport, New Hampshire is a small clinic about 50 miles northwest of Concord that offers care in a rural part of the state.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your work.
Oh, thank you.
Maggie Hassan came here to deliver the message. The Republican Senate bill must not become law.
Look, the Republican plan would strip health care away from over 20 million people while driving up costs, especially if you buy your own insurance on the exchange, your costs would go up. So first and foremost, we have to keep the Republican plan from passing. And the voices of Granite Staters have been absolutely critical in that effort.
Some of those voices are here, among them Bruce King, president and CEO of New London Hospital, which runs this clinic. King says thanks to the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, this facility now provides health care and a regular doctor to many poor and older residents. New Hampshire is among the states that expanded Medicaid under the ACA, and King says the Republican plan to cut Medicaid would hit clinics like this particularly hard.
We've seen thousands of patients that actually now have coverage, and that would be the population that would be vulnerable, the folks that are either buying today through the ACA or through the expanded Medicaid.
Triage nurses here.
Hi, how are you?
Walk-in clinic. It's another.
Touring the clinic, Senator Hassan heard from doctors and nurses who all oppose scrapping the Affordable Care Act. But everyone had complaints about the current system, from the high cost of prescription drugs to increasingly burdensome administrative hurdles for doctors. Tamsin Howes is a physician assistant.
My patients can't afford to buy the drugs that they need. The amount of time that we spend navigating the insurance system is incredibly burdensome to the whole way of operation here. And what has happened is that the insurance companies are now dictating to the providers what we will and will not prescribe.
Doctors here say all that is driving good people out of the medical profession. James Murphy is an orthopedic surgeon and chief medical officer at New London Hospital.
It's a burnout, and it's not the care of the patient. It's the business part of it, the regulatory side of it. Good quality people do not want to come into medicine right now.
Deep frustration about the current system is helping to fuel Republican efforts to repeal Obamacare in favor of a plan they say will reduce costs in the long term. And that makes it tricky for Democrats like Maggie Hassan to defend the ACA.
You got an earful about what so many people are struggling with,
right,
even with the ACA.
Right.
And that seems to be one of the big challenges Democrats like you are facing in Washington.
Sure. And look, there are improvements in the Affordable Care Act that we all acknowledge we need to make. But the way to improve our health care system is not to start by ripping away coverage from over 20 million Americans and doing nothing to really address the underlying costs of health care.
Republicans face their own challenge on this issue, with moderates saying the plan cuts too much and some conservatives saying it doesn't go far enough. They, too, are hearing from constituents about the plan, which, according to recent polls, is deeply unpopular with American voters. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Newport, New Hampshire.